Tefillin chapter 1, Mishnah 7. Atemet, grape residue wine. So what they do, they take the residue and they pour water in it. And they would make like a kind of a wine. They would take like the skins and the whatever, the grapes. Right. Ad shelo hechmetz, before it has fermented, it's considered water. Until it's fermented, it's just considered water. So if it's water, ain't a nikach bekesef masa, you couldn't use masa shiny money to buy this residue because it's just water. It's not wine. Upoisel es a mikveh, and it would pasel a mikveh. A mikveh, the first 40 sayers of a mikveh have to be non-drawn water, right? They have to be flowing water. And if 3 lugin of drawn water gets in there, pasels the whole mikveh. But only water would pasel the mikveh, not another liquid. So if this gets into the mikveh before there's 40 sayer, it pasels it. And why? Because it's considered water. Mishe hechmetz, but when it now ferments, then nikach bekesef masa, it can be bought with masa shiny money. The einu poisel es a mikveh, but it now doesn't pasel the mikveh because it's not considered water anymore. Achin hashutafin, next case, brothers who partners in their father's estate. Kesher chayvin bekalbon, when they are obligated on the kalbon. So this kalbon payment was an extra payment when the person gave their shekel tax. They added on a kalbon payment, different reasons as to why. The Kati explains this mission is going according to Rebbe Meir. They worried that the coins were deficient. And if the coins were deficient, then they wouldn't be giving their half a shekel. So the rabbis added on an extra little bit of a payment to make sure that you never gave less than the right amount. But they only added that on where you gave it for yourself. If you gave it on behalf of someone else, so you didn't have to add on the kalbon payment. The rabbis never instituted the kalbon payment in that case. So when these brothers are obligated to give the kalbon payment, puturin mimase behema, they are patur from masa behema. Now, the animal tithe, there's an interesting thing they learn out from the psukim, that partners in an animal don't have to give a tithe. Partners in animals, you don't give an animal tithe. Learned out from psukim, a special exception. So if these brothers are true partners, then they don't have to give the animal tithe, but they do have to give the kalbon because they're giving it on their own behalf. Kashechavin b'masa behema, and when they are obligated to give the masa behema, means they're not partners in it. This would be the father passes away, and before the estate, before they divide up the estate, so they are not considered partners, and they would have to give the masa behema. But in this case, the kalbon payment would be considered coming from the father. So Paturin min hakalbon, they wouldn't have to give the kalbon payment, because when you're paying on behalf of someone else, you don't give the kalbon payment. Kol makom shesh mecher, next case, any place there is a sale, ein knas, there is no knas. What's this talking about? A father has the right, when a daughter is a minor, to sell off the daughter as a maidservant. But that's only when she's a minor. And according to Rabbi Meir, when she's a minor, if she's violated, the fine, the payment that the Torah institutes against the violator, isn't paid. It's not paid for a minor, only for a naira, only for older than that. And that's according to Rabbi Meir. So he can sell her off, and there's no payment. V'chol makom sheish knas, but if he does get the payment, then ein mecher, he can't sell her off anymore, because obviously at that point she's older, she's a naira. So again, the two cases, there's a strictness either way. Next case, kol makom sheish mayon ein chalitza. Mayon, you'll remember, was the father can marry off his daughter. If he dies, while the daughter's a minor, the mother and brothers can marry her off, but she can refuse. So at that age, as a minor, she can refuse. But chalitza, if she falls for yibum, there's no chalitza. You can't do chalitza with a minor. So you can only do chalitza with a major. So when mayon applies, chalitza doesn't apply. And the reverse is also true. Any place where there's a tekiah, ein havdalah. So the tekiahs over here, they used to blow Erev Shabbos, they used to blow the shofar to tell people first to come out of the fields, then to tell people to close the stores, then to tell them to remove the pots from the stove, then to tell them that Shabbos is in. So whenever there was a tekiah, there was no havdalah. We'll see now the case. V'chol makom sheish avdola, in any place there was avdola, ein tekiah. So, Yom Tov shechalios be'erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov was on Friday, going into Shabbos. So in this case, toikin, they still blew the tekiahs to tell people Shabbos was coming, but v'lom mavdilin, but there was no avdola. From Yom Tov into Shabbos, you don't do avdola. They still blew the shofar, but there was no avdola. But Moitzeh Shabbos, But if Yom Tov fell after Shabbos, Saturday night, Sunday, Mavdilin, you do have dollar, right? If it's Motzei Shabbos into Yom Tov, you do have dollar, you'll recall. But the Lord took him, but there would be no shofar blasts announcing the coming of Yom Tov. Kate said Mavdilin, and how would you have dollar in this case? First opinion, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. That's what we say. You would say the text, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Rabbi Daisa Omer, he says, ben Kodesh chamer l'Kodesh hakal. That you say between the holy which is strict and the holy which is lighter. So obviously we go according to the first opinion. We say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh.